or parmento. Harvesting starts in the month of September. The grapes are picked with uruncuneddu, a special pair of scissors, and placed in panari, which are baskets woven from river cane. Harvesting requires numerous men and women and often becomes quite a feast with traditional songs. In fact, it was the culmination of all the work growing vines carried out during the course of the year. The grapes are carried on the harvesters' backs as far as the carts that then brought them to the wine vat where the fruit was processed into wine. Uparmentu, that is a wine vat, is made in local stone where grapes are flattened out with wooden poles and are rhythmically trampled by men's feet. This operation was repeated several times to extract as much juice as possible from the grapes. The large central vat, just under 1 meter deep, is connected to a tank at its base, which served to collect the must juice and then took it to the quarantini. We've reached the end of your tour. This visit has given you the chance to take a step back into the not very remote past, which still seems very far removed, however. On the people's characteristic faces, in their authentic tools, in their gestures, and in their manufacturing methods that have now been lost, you've been able to catch a glimpse of a small community, which with its habits and trades and pastimes has taken you back into the past in a way that no matter how you look at it, can only make you think about the present.